Blog Talk Radio.
Your attention, please.
Hey, yo, Griff. Let me tell you something, G. I had an option, right? To go to either Pilsen or Inglewood, right? Talking it over with the missus and shit. I'm like, I want to go to fucking Inglewood. Why? Because it keeps me grounded. I want to see my folks, see where they can go. Ah. You know what I'm saying? Because everything we do is a dream. Straight Chattown, Southside shit, all fucking day. In this game, you got options, man. You're going to be surprised. Or you're gonna be the typical ass motherfucker.
CTA number 9, Joe, cold as fuck. Sitting in the back of the bus, rolling up. Got a pocket full of duff, but I'm low key. Southbound, you know them people OC. We passing by the gas station on 55th. Crackheads on the corner talking plenty of shit. Nigga got a water heater in a shopping cart. Pushing that boy, it's finna get chopped apart. Welcome to Ashland Avenue and Omnimax, where daydreamers clash with insomniacs. Yeah. Southside never sleep cause the cat naps. With one eye open, we in the trap. 59th Street slowly coming into view. The city boards of Joey, Dominique LaRue. I'ma need a brew, hop out on the tray. The landscape changes, the vibe never go away. On the corner floating, waiting for the light to turn green. Got my hat linked to the right. Woo. Street scholar, nigga say I'm the honor roll. Impala's beating by, fly, I am home. Cross the street, spend some change on the loose square. Buddy selling socks, a buck for a few pairs. Out in front of Harold, fuck your lobby pack.
Damn.
Hit the liquor store first, yeah, I'll be back.
That's right, nigga. Give me a motherfucking fifth of the goose. Shit cheap in the hood anyway. Know what I'm saying? Griffin. Ashland Chronicles.
Face mob, face mob, face mob, face mob, face mob, face mob.
You already know what it is. It's the boy Quarter the Great in the building. Legal Dope Radio is on. You already know what it is, man. It's April 4th, 2012, 903 on the dot. That first record, man, that was the boy Griffin from Face Mob Records. Excuse me. Let me give y'all a little background on the boy Griffin. Well, you know what? I'm going to let him come through later on and tell y'all what it is, man. But like I said, he signed the Face Mob Records. And if you don't know what that is, that's Scarface's label. You know what I'm saying? So we got him on the show tonight. Tonight is also Fresh Air to People's Claire's birthday. He's not here right now, so let's give him a round of applause for his birthday. Yeah. Also want to give a shout-out to all the boys down at Dave's Barbershop, man. I was down there politicking with them fools today, man. So, you know, you already know what it is. Shout-out to Lil' Man, Black Lord, you know what I'm saying? J.O., what up? You already know what it is. JJ, what's happening, man? Hey, Moose, what up, Joe? You already know what it is, man. It's the boy Quarter the Great. Legal Dope Radio, Fresh Air to People's Claire. We'll be here in a minute. Today is his birthday, so I expect him to be faded. And like I say, we got the boy Griffin coming through tonight. So, like I say, that first record was off of his new album. It's called The Ashland Chronicles. If you don't got it, go get it. You can go to Legal Dope Radio on Facebook, and you can get the link there. It's free. It's an amazing album. So, like I say, go pick that up. He's from the Chi. He rapping real hard. You already know what it is. So, you know what? I'm gonna stay in the Chi then. Let's do this. Let's do the boy Dub. This for Fresh Air to People's Square birthday, man. Happy birthday, man. E Dub, everybody. You already know what it is. Get addicted.
Crush niggas up, eating bus niggas, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Now everybody got killers, everybody got niggas, everybody talk tough in the booth. If you ain't ever crushed niggas eating bus niggas, motherfucker, I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to you, nigga.
With your loud ass mouth, be the first motherfucker get his ass knocked out. Cause he going off the drove and he won't stop tweaking. Now the gauze on his head, cause it won't stop leaking. He was loud and all pointing, so I wasn't trying to fill him. And he lucky he survived because I was trying to kill him. Fuck beating up a nigga and don't send him to hell. So he could come back and kill you, that's stupid as hell. Me? Real quiet, only talk to the music. Kill it if you push me, homie, don't make me lose it. I got a temper when I lose my cool. They say,
dub that nigga, but dude's a fool.
When I talk shit, I don't care if you offended. So the gun's all loaded and the clip's all extended. So run up if you want to, we gon' put it on you. You don't really want it with ease. They try to tell us that we country, but where we from is gritty. Where the mayor runs city hall, but chief run the city. And the crime rate high, the murder's off the meter. Cause up north it get cold and everybody got a heater.
Now everybody got killers, everybody got niggas. Everybody talk tough in the booth. If you ain't ever crushed niggas up, heat and bust niggas, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Now everybody got killers, everybody got niggas. Everybody talk tough in the booth. If you ain't ever crushed niggas up, heating bus niggas, motherfucker, I'm talking to you.
That nigga mad cause I spit the truth. He a bitch in the streets but turn to super gangster soon as he hit the booth. Your little label ain't as thick as mine. And ain't a nigga that's vicious or wicked spittin' shit as thick as mine. And I don't give a fuck who you know. It's just more motherfuckers in the pews at your funeral. I war with niggas till they say truth. But if I'm drunk I don't stop and I've been sippin' on that Grey Goose. Sometimes I act without thinking first. Especially if I've been drinking first. Now I'm older, I think it's worse. So all this rap shit, I could back it up. So when this beef is more than you, your family gon' have to pack it up. Homie, don't get your hands tied behind your back and duct taped up and sent on that van ride. And mama, he ain't coming back tonight. The next time you see Junior, be somewhere in the afterlife.
Now everybody got killers, everybody got niggas. Everybody talk tough in the booth. If you ain't ever crushed niggas up, heating bus niggas, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Now everybody got killers, everybody got niggas, everybody talk tough in the booth. If you ain't ever crushed niggas up, heating bus niggas, motherfucker, I'm talking to you.
Now all that back and forth rapping, I ain't with that plan. Somebody gonna die, you better get that man. And your safe looks sweet,
I hit that man.
Matter of fact, fuck the token,
let me get that fam.
I always knew I was gonna be the shit. So all that hoping provoking my downfall. Cocksucker, you could eat a dick. Niggas jealous cause I'm about to blow. And cause I'm one of the realest motherfuckers to come about to go. So fuck your handshakes and fake hugs. Fake bitches and they fake love. Niggas ain't fake thugs. It get cold when I speak out. And I've been known to spit heat, but I ain't talking about a freestyle. You need to find something better to do. Cause you can never be me, I'm better than you. So just accept it and nigga chill. Or he's a find out the hard way, this shit is real.
Now everybody got killers, everybody got niggas. Everybody talk tough in the booth. If you ain't ever crushed niggas up, heating bus niggas, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Now everybody got killers, everybody got niggas, everybody talk tough in the booth. If you ain't ever crushed niggas up, heating bus niggas, motherfucker, I'm talking to you.
Already know what it is.
Yeah.
We back in the motherfucking building. The boyfriend therapy with players in the motherfucking building. You know what I'm talking about? We spoke on it earlier. Today the homeboy's birthday. You know what I'm saying? He was getting it in real live with the guys. He just walked in with a big old bottle of you understand me. So we gonna be some dons in the house tonight. Shout out to the boy Julio. So like I say, we got the boy Griffin in the house tonight. give me in the house tonight. I'm so old school hip hop. Hey, so we got the boy Griffin in the building tonight. And like I said, he gonna touch on this new album he got, The Ashland Chronicles. You know what I mean? I listen to it. It's amazing. The boy is nice though. Like I can't front. So what I just played just then was the boy E Dub. You know, we had him on the show a week or so ago. And once again, I was fresh at the People's Player shit, so, you know, I had to play it for him for his birthday, everybody. You know what I'm saying? The boy, I got a couple records from Dub, man. You know I'm going to play that. That's on Larry Hoover again tonight. You already know what that is. So it's 10 after the hour, man, and we just going to keep it rolling like we do around this time, man. I'm going to play this whole record, and I'm going to get
late, but I'm here, Corner. What's happening,
hey, man? You already know what it is, man. Like I said, it's your birthday, and we doing it like we want to do it. Hey, so you know what? I'm gonna get y'all familiar with the homeboy. Griffin right now, man. This is actually off the album. Or do I wanna? You know what?
I love when you say that.
You know what? Yeah, get addicted, man. Some old school shit. Old school Griffin, Patriot game. Get addicted.
Oh, yeah, did y'all ever spin out or what, man?
What's the name of it?
Twerk something.
Twerk something.
Yeah, twerk something.
Hey, you know what? We're going to get to that joint a little later on, my man.
We'll get to that. I think I got that.
If not now, we're going to get to it in a second, brother. You know, it's no holds barred tonight, man.
Yeah.
Fresh air holiday. You know,
I'm about to give you some old school classic quarter key, man. Here you go. Get a dish, my nigga.
Hello. Girl, where'd you go? Girl, you need to come over here and come get me, because this nigga is over here stressing. You know what? Nigga, fuck you. Bitch, come over here and come get me right now. Girl, come over here and get me right now before I get myself in trouble over here. Nigga, fuck you. Nigga, fuck you. Girl, come get me.
Mommy said she wanted a rider. Like Kane, gangster, like gold. Minister society, tipping round with a fofo. Swag like Jay Way, plug like Faith Hay. Crip like Snoop, nigga, blood like Kane Hay. Westside, Tri-Town, Compsense type of cat. Intellectual hustler, baby girl says he love that. Jay like Mello in the crunch at a Clipper game. Paper like LeBron James, 26 inch rims, holding up a Chevy frame. Very heavy in the game. Gold teeth like Juvia, and tatted like the nigga Wayne. Say she like hustlers, but not your average hustler. Rick Ross type nigga. It's like every day I'm hustling. Every day she hustling. Addicted to the 20 spin. In love with the Jolly Rancher bank. On the baby Benz, baby Ben. In and out of city with Kentucky Fried. And that don't mean legs and thighs. Nope. Yeah.
Fuck this nigga. I don't know what's wrong with him. I done did all this shit for this nigga. I'm the one be running them motherfucking taxes, this nigga. Nigga can't show me no motherfucking love. Nigga got to do me dirty. I'm that bitch that got that nigga's back.
Baby Steffi needed a shy nigga like Ace, fly nigga like Rich, by any means necessary, be a painful bitch, J-Lo rap about him, skin like Beyonce, hair like Alicia, but you gotta put her last name, Kanye, Lupe, she don't like them kind of cats unless they rockin' purple kush with keys in their backpack, she's for the fat rat, baby got a gang tight, I done seen her hit a cat for 20 grand in one night, 22 pistol holder, papa was an ex-roller, mama was an ex-holder, pull down that ex-roller, brother by another mother. She really don't know him, no. Heard he moving 10 a week from Memphis to the Shy Joe. She believe in using what she got to get the needed shit. I'm a hooker baller, man. Saying this since he was 6. 16 years later, baby hooked a big fish. Word is he hit the nigga Jacob for 100 bricks.
When that nigga hit Jacob, who the fuck you think helped him get onto that shit? You think this nigga got his paper by himself? Hell no. I'm the bitch help him do that shit. This dumb motherfucker. I'm the one riding this motherfucker stuffing balloons full of motherfucking hair on, taking that shit off up in that motherfucking joint. I'm the one risking my shit for this nigga.
Baby ended up with a gangster, hustler, baller, killer, dicey individual, real time dealer, uptown, crack moving, Nino Brown type of cat, keeper of the city, nigga. Mama says she love that. 745 cop, candy baby beers drop, shake up on the band watch, Cadillac flatbed, chinchilla bedspread, $10,000 bed, head came priceless, at least that's what the homie said, baby girl a rider now, more trips out of town, more of a whore for the diamonds in the paper now, trip with a brick and a plane with a 100,000, boyfriend popped off, heard it in the driveway, mom sent the hit seat, Jacob had a friend, wait, half of the work went, Jose from around the way, baby on the plane with a brick from Mr. Jose, baby never made the trip, that's what a brother say.
You know I fucked up. You know what I did? I started being in love instead of keeping my motherfucking eyes on the prize. That money, bitch. That's where I fucked up. I swear to God, all us bitches do that shit. Bitches act like they done got the gang cause they in love with a nigga. Man, fuck that nigga. That chinchilla feel just as good as he do. What?
Hey man, shout out to TT, man. You already know what it is. That was off that first Legal Dope. You know what I'm saying? Miss Megan. You know what I'm talking about? Girl TT in the building. That's the boy Quarter Key. You already know what it is. So like I say, man, it's Legal Dope Radio, the only place for underground hip-hop and R&B, the best place. You know what I'm saying? Come down, holla at us, fuck with us. You know what it is every Wednesday, 9 to 11 p.m. Right now it's 9:19, man. And like I say, it's 4-4-12. You know what I'm saying? The boy Fresh Air the People's Player's birthday is today. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, we sipping and dipping. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? So, look, this is what we going to do, man. The boy, you know what? How is your day, my nigga? Like, how's everything going with you, man? Is everything cool? Is it, you know, you got your bottle?
First of all, big shout out to the Legal Dope fans out there, man. All my listeners, what's happening? You know what I mean?
Yo.
I appreciate you, by the way.
Hey, man, you know.
I really just been chilling all day. Big shout out to my mans and them. You know, they kind of been making sure I've been feeling well, having a good day today. You know, my man kind of treated me to lunch.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't necessary because my people in my local establishment took care of me.
And, you know, they fuck with
us. Big shout out to Kim at Big Ass Barbecue. You know what I'm saying? She took care of
Big
me.
Big Ass Barbecue.
You know, like I say, big shout out to, man, a couple of people, man. My man Didi, Little Man, you know, my man JJ, Moose, J.O., you know what I mean? Man, I feel like I'm leaving in my quarter of grace. You know, stay through and fool with your man, you know. We just kind of chilled out today, you know what I'm saying? We popped a couple of bottles, you know, a couple of champagne, you dig, you know, a couple of shots of that, you know, everybody's favorite choice, you know.
Hey,
we had
man,
a good time.
Shout out to the boy Moose, man. Moose, that nigga is hilarious.
Fucking comedian, man.
One of the funniest niggas ever, man. Shout out to the boy Moose, man.
I mean, you know, and I apologize if I'm forgetting anybody because a lot of people showed me love today, you know what
Shout out to the boy J5, the fly guy.
Commissioner Gordon, you know what I mean? He definitely fooled me the long way, though. I was sitting yesterday. He came and got me, and I was stranded. Yesterday, I was stranded. I had nowhere to go. You know, I like,
do shit like that.
No, and I was like, I might drop in.
Yeah.
It's not the Kevin Hart. Hey, I was talking to my man, Tim, though. Man, I had a good time today. We were talking, man, and the party's not over.
Nah.
You want to continue to party with your boy Fresh Air? We have Frank's, and Frank's beat Juke, and you know how it go, man. that's probably where I'm going to head to when I leave here because they show me love. You know, but I had a good time today, man. I really didn't do nothing. It's a Wednesday.
Right.
You know, you had one birthday. Although, I did hear on one of them other stations today, yesterday.
What you got?
That 33 is your favorite birthday. Like, they said that's your most prosperous. I said that's the most fun you'll have.
I heard about that.
I don't know how true it is. But
nah, somebody was talking about that at work.
I'm on 364 days.
Yeah, somebody was talking about that the other day.
Yeah, they say 33 is, you know, one of your most favorite birthdays, so
yeah.
I don't know the significance.
It's prime,
but
it's prime time. You dig?
Let's do a phone call or two, though.
Now, let's see what we got, man. I got a 276.
Yeah, let's start talking to the bottom, right, Trippin?
276, you're on the line with the Legal Dope Boys.
Yo.
Yo.
Can you hear me? What's good,
I can hear you.
What up, though? What up?
It's Shug, man. What up?
What up, Michael Keon?
What's good, baby boy?
Everything, my man. How are you?
I mean, you know, it's the same old, working hard, you know, hustling. God damn it, but I gotta hit you for your B-Day, you know. What's happening, man?
My man, I appreciate the love, baby. I ain't up to shit, man. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm listening to you cats, man. You having a good time so far today, man. You know, motherfucker worked all day. Now I'm wound up at the crib, you know. But this one I will do for you. You listening? You listening? I can't
My
see
man.
You right now, but I'll pop one for you. Here you go. You understand?
Let's do it.
Happy birthday, man. Hey, Quarter, man. What's happening, baby boy? How you been?
Man, you know, I've just been chilling out, man, working on this new project, man. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all. Legal Dope Radio.
Hey, you know, we gonna have some Dirty Church Talks music your way in a minute, man. You know, your boy Stepchild, you know, John Wynn, John Content. You know, it's gonna be some things coming your way, man, from the live band, man, straight from the town.
Hey, yeah, man, send that over to me, man. I need that in my life, man.
I can't wait to get that little music, Chug, and I can't wait to hear you talk about it because I want to know, and I'm not going to do it now, but when you do send the music and when the interview does come, I want to know where the name came from and all of that shit because that shit sounds like some real funky, stanky, you know, rock band type of shit.
Hey, shout out to Lil Davis. Shout out to Chris.
I love that
shit,
bro.
Yeah, man, yeah. Hey, because your boy, he got his own thing going, you know, so that they really creative, man. You know, it's crazy. You know, I didn't ever know him before I knew Gump. You know what I mean? And I didn't even know that was his family member. You know, that it's crazy how you meet people, you know,
you
later on in life that was so close. Dave.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hell, yeah. That's all.
You know?
That's always been out to me. Hey, but that's Fresh as fuck, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just wild to me. That's why I say I appreciate it, man, because it's wild to me when you get, you know, them kind of creative minds together and they, you know, just happen to mesh. and they work their numbers. Man, that's why I say I appreciate the good music. I appreciate the creative ability that both of y'all dudes got, man. So I can't wait to hear that music, brother.
And I want in.
Yeah, I already know, B. I already know. Me and you go back like...
Hey, so, hey look, but hey. I was talking to somebody earlier about that, though. It's just funny you call, because I was talking to one of the homeboys earlier about that, the whole Dirty Church that I seen. Y'all fuck with Train, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I played a couple gigs
with him.
Yeah, yeah. I heard all about it. I got my ear to the street, man. I'm working. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes, sir.
I got some work for you, too. You know what I'm saying? So you already know what it is. Hey, but look,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We going to keep the night rolling. Stay on.
Yes, sir.
Text a friend. Facebook what you doing. Twitter that you kicking it with at Legal Dope Radio. It's going
right
down
now.
Tonight, man. We're going to keep it live. You already know what it
right
is.
Right now.
Shout out to my man, Suge. Appreciate you, baby. Love.
Hey, man, shout out to the boy, Suge, man. Shout out to the Dirty Church Socks. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to the boy, Step Chisel. You know what I'm saying? Step Child did a lot of production for me. You know what I mean? Step, man, this new album, though. I ain't even talking about it, but the Raincoats and Umbrellas album is crazy.
970, we coming to you. 708.
No, that's
sorry. 788 be coming to you.
We actually got Jacqueline coming on tonight.
Oh, that's
she's
that
gonna,
is.
She's gonna spit something.
Okay, that's what that is.
Yeah,
right.
That's why not she's sitting up there. Yeah, that's why she's been sitting up there for a minute and she's chilling. You know what I'm saying? So we got Jacqueline. She's gonna come on. She's gonna spit something for you. Fresh air to people's player. It's something new and it's something raw. And she wanna come spit it. So I'm gonna let her do it. You know how to fuck. I don't care. It's just me. You know what I'm saying?
One man.
One radio station by myself. Fresh out of people's players in the building. Listen, man, they make rap like this. Legal Dope. Fresh out of people's players.
Miss my cue, man. It's my birthday joke.
Get addicted.
And I don't like all y'all records. Now, if you want a diss, man, get on with me. Go on and do it. But in between me and them other dudes is this. You're going to diss me, and I'm going to come see you, Jack. You gon' diss them other dudes, they gon' play hip rap with you. So if you want it, man, come on with it. If you want it with me, come on with it. And we gon' see in the end, cause you gon' smell my cologne. It's him and y'all.
Yeah, look, I don't give a fuck what you niggas got. I got this, man. I got that, man. I'm so rich, man. 50 rich off water, JR Fabric. The rest of these cats are talking about it, they ain't got it. Niggas need to stop dancing, get back to the rapping. Lil Wayne trying hard, Joe, but ain't shit happening. Simon is keeping it coming, but it don't make sense to it. When the people buying records, they the people that get you. Before I go any further, man, y'all must pay attention. I ain't dissing nobody, so y'all really must listen. Kanye hella cocky, can't tell him nothing, but the nigga moving, better ask him something, better ask him something, better call up Fifth, and ask him to write you a hook, and maybe you'll do 6, 7, 8, I don't know how many games did, and don't tell a nigga I diss him, say I told it like it is, yeah, I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck, I mean no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth, the industry it sucks, I may not get a deal, but tell him kiss my ass, I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck, I mean no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth, the industry it sucks, I may not get a deal, but
tell him I said that,
tell him how it is, kid, this 10 hottest is bullshit, the top 5 was a lie, Wayne over Tip, come on man, y'all killing me, the mixtape master over the sound scan killer, who more relevant nigga, saying 50 in the bottom 5, ain't that a bitch, cause they don't give a shit. Slow down, son, you're killing them. How about I go faster? Twisted and Jamie was joking. They came up with a classic. Them's was hot for a second. Ringtone with platinum. The music ain't saying you know the nigga went double plastic. South this, south that. I love the south and it's true. But niggas download the music, you can walk it out too. The pimp and the bun, the ball and the G, the Dre and the boy. The only living legends I would ever employ. Man, quarter key, you crazy.
Nah, homie, the music is.
And don't say I was dissing rapper. Say I told it like it is. Yeah, I'm gonna tell it like it is. Cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him kiss my ass.
I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him I said that.
First string, it's the third.
Hell yeah, fuck rap. The game is so dirty, I don't want that shit up on my back.
Since Eminem did it, ain't nobody brought a diamond plaque.
Back to the hood,
it's like I've been Sierra Leone. Hard as fuck to get a deal if you come up with a song about dancing high is not a fucking flaw in your song. I don't dance, so the chances of your boy getting on,
slim to none.
I'm better off just grabbing my gun,
loaded up and get these niggas in the industry one.
And if you think I'm dissing, I suggest you get me, son. It's nothing, we can shoot it out and talk it out. What I would do if I were you is blow some drone, walk it out.
Boy, the kid, you tripping, man. You never put an album out.
You really think I give a fuck? Do you hear what they talking about?
I'm talking about bad bitches and dope. Fuck that fake shit.
And don't tell them I'm dissing labels. Say I told it like it is. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell them kiss my ass.
I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell them I said that.
Yeah, block life in this, block life in this motherfucker. Get your bitch, get your motherfucking bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch. Get your bitch, better watch your chick, better check up once, better grab her wrist, better have that talk, better walk that walk, make a break, break, cause a bitch ain't shit. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, better check your hoe, better check your bitch like I check my coat. See the green light, so I know she gon' go. Wanna walk by, the bitch straight froze. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch. I don't even want the problems, I bag your bitch like shop mall. I had your bitch and I had her all. Walk past your bitch and them pants fall. She call me late, I used up the car. She holler late, I drop the car. Get your bitch, get your hoe, get your strip, she on the ball. You came with her, but she leave with me. I use your bitch to just roll the weed. Get your bitch, I told you, dog. I got some hits and she serve them all. I'm with the click and she serve us all. You call the phone and her service law. I hit the street and start closing off. Pull down the street, they drop off. Get your bitch, better watch your chick, better check her pulse, better grab her wrist, better have that talk, better walk that walk, make a break, break, cause the bitch ain't shit. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch. Better check your hoe, better check your bitch like I check my coat. See the green light, so I know she gon' go. When I walk by, the bitch straight froze. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch.
Take the bitch, she made the list. Boy, we passed her like a fist. Round and round, she went so big. Why you hating on the dick? Cause I'm getting money, Mitch. Cause your bitch is on my dick. I have a groupie for my click. Hating fool, go check the clip. Get your bitch, she counterfeit. Throw your hoe, so I shop lips. Stop the wrong, no taxi shit. Down the street, she laughing shit. Talking about you at the tip. So I tag her ribs and hit. No more phone calls for your shit. Say bye-bye to your best friend.
Get your bitch, better watch your chick. Better check her pulse, better grab her wrist. Better have that talk, better walk that walk. Make a break, break, cause the bitch ain't shit. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch. Better check your hoe, better check your bitch like I check my coat. See the green light, so I know she gon' go. Wanna walk by, the bitch straight pro. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga.
Get your bitch, better check your hoe, better check your bitch like I check my coat, nigga.
Hey, better check her pumps. Hey, he was snapping. Hey,
man.
And it's almost seemed wrong off the heels of that song. Pumps, heels. Hey, listen, though, it almost seemed wrong off the heels of that song, though. But before we get into the super-duper party, because I'm already in that mode, I got to also say rest in peace, and it's also the anniversary of the killing and assassination of Martin Luther King Jr.
Right.
Back from April the 4th, 1968, in Memphis, Tennessee. You know what I mean? A place that me and my man Quarter always frequent. Big shout out to Pella. We get down there as much as we can. Like I said, he was killed 44 years ago, April the 4th, 1968. I don't want to get into a sermon in a lecture because everybody knows what Martin Luther King stood for and what his angle was and what he did for, you know, you, me, and the whole world as a people. You know what I mean? So right. Big shout out to Martin Luther King. and this whole establishment, this whole estate, you know what I mean? MLK, all day long, one man by himself. Hey, I also hear that you can go into the hotel he was killed at,
uh-huh.
and they have the meal he was eating before he was assassinated freeze-dried.
Wow.
I've never seen that, but that's just what I hear. I hear he was having catfish and dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, I heard the menu. I heard it before.
It was freeze-dried. Like, right. It's still sitting. Like, they have that room the same way it was that day.
Right.
Like, you can go in there and look at it, and it was just as it was when he was assassinated. So I just wanted to give you all that tidbit information.
Shout out to the boy, Fresh Air, People's Player, with his tidbit information.
Church.
Shout out to the boy, Freddie Free. We got a Freddie Free iPod.
Come on, man.
Man, you know what, man? The boy wanted me to take a shot at tequila. I'm just going to keep it all the way 100. Tequila makes me a totally different and crazy person.
You have a lot of home, dog, kinda.
I don't
know. You're at home in the studio.
I know, man, but still, though, you know.
Look at this, man.
Uh-huh. It ain't happening, man. So you know what it is. It's 9:35, man.
It's metal.
4-4-12. It's the boy Fresh Air, the People's Player's birthday.
Right.
You already know what it is. It's your boy Quarter the Great, Mr. May. Rap like this.
Legal dope.
Fresh Air, the People's Player. Shout out to the boy Jay Fly, the Fly Guy. You know what I'm saying? Freddie Free. What's up, Joe? Hey, man, shout out to the boy Griffin coming through tonight, like I say, from Face Mob Records. He's from the Shy. He gets it in. New album out right now. Ashland Chronicles. You know what I mean? Like I say, go to my Twitter at LegalDopeRadio.com. You can get the link there. Hit me on Facebook, the Legal Dope Radio. Legal Dope Radio Facebook page. Go to there. Like the page. Make yourself a part of the group. If you're an artist that's trying to get your music heard, holla at me on Legal Dope Radio or send your music to LegalDopeRadio@gmail.com.
We break records around here.
We do break records. We broke the Ben 1 record.
I heard it a couple days ago.
That's a fact. That's a fact. We broke the Ben 1 record.
We were the first people to do that.
And it was dope how it happened because it was the first show that I actually got the record. You know what I mean? So I actually got it 2 weeks before you other niggas did because I didn't play it the first week.
No, when that was the case, it was a full month then because it didn't come out until like the other day, like you said. That was 3 weeks ago we played it.
Yeah, so, you know, I broke that shit, but it was dope how it happened because I sent an email out and I sent a text, and shout out to Deidre, you know what I'm saying? She hit me back. She said, I got this new record, all right? I think it's the single, I want you to hear it. If you like it, I want you to play it.
She thought it was a single.
Exactly.
She didn't know at the time.
Exactly. Call me back and let me know what you think. And I sent her a text message back and I told her it was unbelievable. The record was unbelievable. So, you know, we do shit like that. We break records around this bitch. Matter of fact, I'm going to play it. Then right. One.
Hold fast real quick before you change gears. Because I was just before you got off.
You did say that.
The Face Mob link.
Uh-huh.
I'm tripping off Griffin. You know, like I said, we got Griffin coming on later on. He's a friend of the Legal Dope
Boy. He's a friend. He's been here before.
You know,
right.
We did that. He shout out to Griffin from the shot. You know
right.
What I mean? He's on Face Mob Records. News I heard this week.
I'll let me.
Face Mob. My man Scarface.
Uh-huh.
And Beanie Sigel doing a Watch the Throne type of album.
Yeah, I heard about that. It's going to be called Beans and Mac.
Mac and Brad.
Mac and Brad, I'm sorry.
Mac and Brad. Hey, I'm ready for that. The industry needs that. The industry needs that kind of whatever. They need them two to come together like butt cheeks and make some weird shit happen, you know what I mean? Because,
right.
Like, everybody, and it's funny because everybody, I can't say hating, but everybody's, you know, I can't say, you know, for lack of a better term, riding the coattails of Watch the Throne.
Right.
Like, oh, that wasn't what it was supposed to be. We need to do it this way.
Right.
That wasn't what it should have been. We should have done it that way. People don't realize that this dude is a 40-year-old mogul and the other dude is a, you know, whatever-year-old freak who's global with his shit. You know what I mean? So that album did exactly what it was supposed to do. A platinum and a half-selling album that the industry needed to have to inspire people like Mac and Brad, to inspire people like Jeezy and T.I. or Wayne and Drake, you know, unfortunately, you know what I mean, to do an album together. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that shit did exactly what it was supposed to do. That's what it was there. That's what it was here for.
Right.
Watch the Throne.
And it's funny because me and another artist, we have been actually talking about that for like 3 weeks.
I'm going to go to Still the Beans. We're running.
Yeah, we was talking about it. It ain't really set in stone.
Yeah, I'm calling it Spill the Beans, man.
Yeah, it ain't really.
Y'all called me and told me to piss me off because I ain't heard the song yet. I'm ready
right.
for that.
It ain't really set in stone yet. Like, I'm trying to finish up this Raincoast and Umbrellas album so I can go ahead and get this out here, man. And like I say, we working on the clothing line as well, Fat Boy Squad Couture. You know what I'm saying? It's a two-way Fat Boy line. You know what I'm saying? It's urban wear, but we also got casual wear for the big fat dude. You know what I'm saying? To get that money or whatever, you come out, let your boy Fat Boy swag. Y'all already know what it is. Also, Beast Mode 2. Shout out to Joe Austin.
Brought that up last week.
I read some of it. Like, you know, I get it first. I was there when he actually started writing it. I walked into the store. And he was sitting down and he was writing, and he was like, "Man, it's that shit." And I'm like, "Shit, let me get some of that." I read the first four pages on the laptop, and you know what I'm saying? He was actually working on it, so I got some of that, man. The shit is crazy.
And again, the same deal stands, because you know, I know last week it was a little late in the show when I threw it out there, but if you just, like, it's not even a competition. It's my birthday and I'm giving gifts. If you call in right now and you know pretend like you want a copy of Beast Mode 1, I just give it to you. You call in and say the right shit could be happy birthday, the right shit could be whatever. But if you call in right now, you know, you press 1, you're on the line. If you're on the web, you know, 858-947-6620. You call in right now, you push 1, I got a copy of Beast Mode by Joe Austin for you right now. It's nothing. I just give it to you. You don't got to say, you don't got to do nothing. It's not a competition. It's not a 10th caller type of shit. It's none of that. You call in right now, I'll take care of you. Just like that.
You already know what it is. Like I say, speaking of that, you know what I'm saying, that kind of, you know, a perfect segue to that. We got Jacqueline coming on a little later on, and she wrote a book, and she's going to come on a little later on, and she's going to spit something. But I think it's new. She didn't tell me, though, but I do my thing. You know, I'm quarter to great, so, you know, I kind of bounced around a little bit, and I found out it might be a new piece. So we're going to get to Jacqueline in a minute. We also going to get to the boy Griffin. It's 9:41. We got a call on the line, and I think y'all already know who it is. 788, you on the line.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man, everybody, for everybody on Friday night.
Hey. Hey, man, big is here, man. Happy birthday, Fresh Air, the People's Player.
Man, I appreciate your paper Friday. Good looking, baby.
Good looking out on the Black History, because if you know, if we don't know where we're going, we don't know where we're being. I'm watching this game here. It's a doozy, man. Oh, it's a bomb burn, 24-second violation. You know I'm watching LeBron, but it's all gravy. Hey, look here, man. I like the way the show going today, man. I hope you guys really have a safe and prosperous birthday. And I just wanted to let you guys know I got one lure. I'll be coming to a town near y'all, you know, and I'll be coming to a town near you pretty soon. That's all. I'm just a fan. Yeah. I'm sitting here with Ben. We're getting addicted. My boy, we just chilling. Got a couple games on back-to-back, and I just really, you know, today is a significant day in history. I'm glad you pointed that out, man. And if you ever look at that final picture, there's a couple of significant figures on that porch. At the Lorraine Motel, you know, you got Jesse Jackson, Rob Abernathy, a few people, you know. So just continue to educate the people, uplift. A lot of people don't know nothing about Martin Luther King. They don't know what he did, but there wouldn't be no radio show if it wasn't for Martin Luther King. And I can tell you that for sure. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, I got to say trust to that. You're right.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? Hey, you know, hey, so regardless of how rough you think it is, it always could be rougher, man. I'm really appreciating the underground music, man. Shout out to the whole crew out that way. Like I said, I'm coming to get addicted. I'll be at a recording studio near you. And I'm just a fan today. I'm excited. Ross just hit a big jumper. You know, I'm a Heat fan, so I'm just out here. One day got chicken, next day feathers. You know how I get down.
Yeah, hey, fam. They got a cure for that Miami Heat shit that you got going on, too, bro.
Oh, man, get up out of here. But take this in, man. I do got one little thing that I want to say, man, touching on history. You know, the Trayvon thing, you see how it didn't die down, man? And they ain't even talk about conversation no more. Ain't no more athletes, no more entertainers. Ain't nobody standing up. You see how quick they forget about us? And see how quick we forget about it. This is the point I'm making here. We forget about us so quick. You understand? We quick to pull some signs out of Trump in March for a week. and that's all we worth, man. You know what I mean? It's, I don't get it. And I didn't do much myself, and I'm included because I still can be out there with a voice. You know what I mean? But I don't got a form, but I can create my own. But I'm going to tell you, man, I'm just saddened by what's going on. You know, that's why I had my take. We don't know the facts, and we don't know, like I said, I applaud the few athletes for standing up. But then that's it, man. It's been fizzled out. I mean, you know, you guys not even talking about it. And it's barely 7 days older. It's really all I got, man. We need to wake up. Everybody need to wake up. That's what I'm saying. Black, brown, yellow, white, because it's not a black and white issue. It's a wake-up issue. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yeah, it's a wake-up issue, man. So wake up out there, everybody. That's all I got to say, man. Just wake up. I ain't got much. I'm a fan today. Like I said, it's Fresh Air's birthday, and I was there when Fresh Air was born. That's my man in them. And he's sitting there with my favorite rapper, they in the studio, and they letting it be known.
Go,
you know?
Cool.
You know what I mean? I appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you calling, baby. Shout out to my man Ben over there getting addicted. And on the heels of what he was talking about, you know, as far as, you know, the Trayvon Martin situation, as far as, you know, how it quote unquote got old, because I'm sure it didn't get old to his parents and to the people that cared about him, but
his parents. They care.
Yeah, man, it's a diss on anyone, you feel me? I'm just tired of niggas talking. I don't care what a bitch say, cause it's money over anyway, you feel me? I don't care what y'all faggot niggas say either way, but it seems like when y'all niggas talk, it's more effective. Cause we can fight or we can gun play, you feel me? But it ain't shit though. Honey, Sean Rudy, check this out.
Ha, niggas be talking like they chewing gum. Setting up for fights, but they don't really want the one. Trying to impress females and pull out guns. But when I pull out mines, you probably might run.
Run,
damn. Niggas straight phony. Be jabbing at my bitches like you forgot we was homies. It ain't shit cause I gon' hammer you baloney. Y'all some little rodents, I'm a tiger, no Tony. Use the fact I got you running like an octopus. Use a saucy nigga, hella fruity like tropical. And I smoke hella fruits on the daily. We can line it up, I'm a P-Dash, you can't save me. Born in the 90s, but I hang with the 80s. Used to be civilized, but a nigga went
crazy.
Fuck with me, chances real slim like Shady. Shine this, shine that is all I'm hearing lately. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch. Why my name stay buzzing all in your mouth though? Niggas steadily be talking, but they see my name on. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch. Why my name stay buzzing all in your mouth though? Niggas steadily be talking, but they see my name on. All I hear is chitter chat. Man, just stop that. Instead of speaking on me, homeboy, try and stack the rack. Niggas steadily hating, cause I'm trying to get out the hood. It's understood, cause y'all niggas wish y'all could. If I can get paid for every time my name was spoken, I probably have a mansion in La Jolla,
no joking.
I'm hella outspoken. That's why bitches hate me. You can speak out too, just don't speak about me. Niggas think they hard, but like a dick, they go soft. Test me, little nigga, on Bleezer, slap your lips off. A lot of niggas telling, letting go of their loyalties. I'd rather be dead than snitch and get royalties. That shit ain't real to me. Some niggas do it comfortably. Gotta do it big for the niggas that was doubting. Always on the come up like a seed when it's sprouting. Pee the name is Sean Rude cause I don't do shit politely. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch. Why my name stay buzzing all in your mouth though? Niggas steadily be talking but they see my name on. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch. Why my name stay buzzing all in your mouth though? Niggas steadily be talking but they see my name on.
Yeah, man, fuck y'all niggas, man. You got something to say, nigga, bring it to me, you know what I mean? But, anyway, man, y'all, the little boy stand on the hood, man.
Hey, man, you already know what it is. That's the boy, Sean Rule, you know what I'm saying, SD.
My little brother repping Southeast San Diego real hard, you know what I'm saying, Sean Rule.
Shout out to the boy, Sean Rule,
niggas
man.
Niggas be talking, you
that's
know what
record.
I mean?
That's my record right there.
I might as well don't bleed or slap your lips off. Hey, big shout out to the little homie, man.
Hey, man, if there's anybody on here, man, that's trying to get that that copy of Beast Mode 2, press 1. You know what I'm saying? Not Beast Mode 2, but to get that copy of Beast Mode as well, press 1. You know what I'm saying? And we'll get you on. If you already been on, press 1 and jump out of my box.
It's simple as that. I'll take care of you. You ain't got to pay for shipping. I'll bring the shit to you. Wherever you at. If you're in Australia, it's going to take me a while. But wherever you at, if you want a copy of Beast Mode, I'll bring it to you, bro. It's one of them kind of things, man. Let's get to that 201 caller, home team.
201, you on the line with the Legal Dope Board.
Yeah, I just wanted to put you on blast, Mr. Quarter Key, for putting the wrong number on Facebook.
Nah, I put the wrong number. I was slipping.
Yeah, and I'm pissed off. I done missed half the damn show because I'm trying to get on. I just wanted to tell my brother happy birthday.
Damn.
And I can't even do it because you put the wrong number on Facebook 2, 3, 4 times.
Not 2, 3, 4, like once or twice.
Whatever.
It was once or twice.
Hey, I got to start him out, though, read it, because I did the same thing about 3 weeks ago.
Wow, see, both of y'all did it wrong.
Like, look, I texted like 400 people the wrong number like 3 weeks ago.
I'm like, I ain't got my cell phone, so I can't call because I ain't get the text message, but then I still can't call because I'm looking at the wrong number on Facebook.
Yeah, so you were addicted. I'm glad to hear you here.
Hi, happy birthday.
Appreciate you. Get addicted.
Alright, I'm out.
Man, big shout out to my sister Sarita, all the way down there, rapping South Cack right now. Well, she repping Lake County real hard, but she's in South Cack right now. And she just wants to get addicted, you know, tell her big brother happy birthday. That's love. I appreciate that.
Hey man, so you know what? We got Jacqueline Harris, man. We're gonna bring her in tonight. Jacqueline Harris, everybody.
Jacqueline Harris, I appreciate you, sweetheart.
God bless you, man.
Definitely. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you for letting me in, Quarter Key. Of course,
hey,
I wrote something new, and I was chomping at the bit to go somewhere and spit it, and I thought I'd come here tonight and just stay home and chill with the Legal Dope Radio.
It's the perfect forum for that.
I think this is the perfect poem for today, given the music you and the subjects that you covered. So I'm just going to go into it. This poem is called The Rules for Going Ham. H-A-M.
Say that again.
The Rules for Going Ham.
Okay.
And H-A-M stands for Haters Against Minaj. Let that sink in for a minute. First rule of ham. Don't get it twisted. We aren't trying to destroy hip-hop as we know it. We are trying to save it. Save it from people, principalities, and powers that play us against it, and then subsequently us against each other. And I am tired. Aren't you tired? Tired of being played by an industry that sells narcissistic, self-affirming schlock to undereducated masses of Americana, our youth, while getting richer, while they suffer to fit in a mold they were never made for them to fit in, and then calling it individuality.
Hmm.
A new blackface came in so many shocking colors, like pink, and I think or I thought that last Friday it was Eurohype white skin and hair of stringy blonde, but I digress. Second rule of ham, fuck the Illuminati. Don't get me twisted. There's obviously something wrong with this bullshit the world is calling rap. But we are passing the buck. Are we passing the buck or blame to them when we say the devil made them do that? Shit, people, don't be sheep. Just stop buying the records. I know it's hard to think for yourself and go against the grain and not go with the flow. But could we please have a rapper with a flow, with more common sense, who doesn't applaud, get a Grammy, and then thank God for bitches bling and violence? Can we retard malignant growth of stupidity in our community that self-destructively tells the world that it's okay if we kill each other daily because we learned it in a song? Third rule of ham. Always remember the days when a rhyme couldn't get you killed. Remember the days we struggled to find the end of our own rainbow. And when we found it, we basked in the glow that was us. Not the shit they sell us on TV now, but the real us. Remember, black is still beautiful. And real rap is true poetry. And the truth was, and always is, hard to swallow. Remember these rules and our battle cry. Don't follow. Just go ham. And that's it.
Shit. Man, that was fucking beautiful right there.
Shit. Round of applause. Yeah. Exactly, and that was poetry.
Thank you.
Shit.
So what's to that? First of all, like, is that going to be in some kind of published something or another? Like, can people go somewhere and get that? Because that was fucking beautiful.
This I just wrote about. I started handwriting it in Waukegan, and I drove home and got on my computer and typed out the rest of it from my head. And this is brand new, so I don't know if it's going on the CD or in another book, but...
Yeah, that's dope right there.
That shit was fucking dope as hell.
That's the one I need to say for the album. I want to say that when I change my mind.
You change your mind on Rage of Blackness.
Nah, I want to do that one too, but I want to do both. I'm greedy.
We'll talk. We've been talking a minute on that, but we'll keep talking.
So, Jacqueline, man, tell them where they can get your stuff. We got a guest coming in tonight, the boy Griffin from Face Mob Records, that Scarface record label. We got him coming through tonight. That's what's up then, because you're the guest before the guest. We've never done that as far as having a person come on and spit. But I did open up the floor a week or so ago and said if you want to come through and spit a line, you can. And I also was chopping it up with one of the investors for the show, and I was talking about having, when I have artists on, have them spit a 16 as well, or 8 or 12, whatever they feel. But you just told me that you just actually showed me that I can actually pull that off. So look for that as well. I might get a hot 16 out of Griffin tonight. Who knows? But like I say, let them know where they can get your book. Let them know where they can find you at, your Twitter, your Facebook. Let them know where they can get at you at.
You can follow me at Poetic J. Harris on Twitter.com, and the book is called Random Acts of Verse. You can download it to your Kindle for $2.99 on Amazon.com. You can get it on Amazon.com, the book, or I can sell it to you by hand for $10. On the website, Amazon, and on createspace.com, it is $13 for a hard copy. But if you see me on the street and I have a copy for you, I can set something aside for you. It's just $10. So, support your local artists.
Just like that. Hey, Jackie, again, that was beautiful. That was a beautiful piece of artistry, you know, especially since, you know, I enjoy to hear the stories behind shit like that. You know, for you to just say that you started it, you know, in spot A, and you finished up at your own computer in spot B, which was 14 minutes away, is just fucking awesome to me. You know what I mean? So, again, I commend you for that whole artistry right there. I love it.
Thank you so much, Fresher. And you enjoy yourself tonight.
Definitely. I appreciate it. You have been doing it all day long. I ain't going to stop now.
Don't stop now, but take it easy. If you feel yourself getting a little woozy, you're older now, you know.
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right. I'm going to be listening on the phone because my computer's acting up, but y'all keep the show going, all right?
You know,
what's up, man?
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Hey, so that was the girl, Jackie Harris, Jacqueline Harris,
that
A Poetic. That was hot. But she nice, though. She wrote another one that we was just talking about it. She's doing an actual audio book for, you know, so, and she's going to have different local artists, you know, jump on that. And different people that she knows. So big shout out to Jackie Harris. I'm going to get to another record, man, and I'm going to get to getting the boy Griffin on the line. Like I say, he got an album out right now. You could, like I say, I put the post up on Facebook. I put it on Twitter. I definitely hit Facebook real heavy, so go to Facebook, go to Legal Dope Radio. you know what I'm saying, and you know, you could get it there. And it's a hot album. I'm going to play another one of these. I'm going to go back again. Let's do Holiday, man.
Hey, when we come back, we got news about the boy Nas, man. He moving to Africa.
Shout out to the boy Nas.
Long lost Valentine's treasure, and I'll be your candlelit birthday wish. If you be my New Year's Eve, you best believe that I'll be whatever you want me to be. I don't even dance, but I'll dance with you. Drive with no hands, take a chance with you. I'm just trying to make plans with you. Give me everything you got.
I feel to her like I knew her. I think I told you that. The scene developed quicker than an instant photo mat. I got lost with her. Then we woke up, flashes from the night before. We was both nuts. After talking, I imagine putting babies in her. One kiss to growing older, going crazy with her. Me and you, that's a tainted mixture. Thousand word dialogue, baby. Let me paint a picture.
Be my long lost Valentine's treasure, and I'll be your candlelit birthday wish. If you be my New Year's Eve, you best believe that I'll be whatever you want me to be. I don't even dance, but I'll dance with you. Drive with no hands, take a chance with you. Come on, I'm just trying to make plans with you. Come on, give me everything you got.
Trying to holler, a holiday. Free nights and weekends, I can tell you honestly, you got me tweaking. I owe you an apology for the things I'm thinking. You got me diving in on the deep end. Your sex the best, babe. It's so wet, hey. What you on tomorrow and the next day? Let's play, let's say I'm yours, you mine. Shy summertime, meet me on the blue line. Up north, July 4th, watching fireworks, making fireworks. I'm trying to hike your skirt. Sunday in church, thinking the worst. Hellbound now, but long as I can kiss you first, I'm cool. A rule broken as a token of my devotion. I swear you got me wide open. At Thanksgiving dinner, I'm all focused on dessert. That's why my hands stay up under your shirt.
Be my long lost Valentine's treasure, and I'll be your candlelit birthday wish. If you be my New Year's Eve, you best believe that I'll be whatever you want me to be. I don't even dance, but I'll dance with you. Drive with no hands, take a chance with you. I'm just trying to make plans with you. Give me everything you got. Be my long lost Valentine's treasure, and I'll be your candlelit birthday wish. If you be my New Year's Eve, you best believe that I'll be whatever you want me to be.
12 o'clock, dance with you.
Valentine's treasure, and I'll be your candlelit birthday wish. If you be my New Year's Eve, you best believe that I'll be whatever you want me to be. I don't even dance, but I'll dance with you. Drive with no hands, take a chance with you. I'm just trying to make plans with you. Give me everything you got. Be my long lost Valentine's treasure, and I'll be your candlelit birthday wish. If you be my New Year's Eve, you best believe that I'll be whatever you want me to be.
Yeah, it's the boy back in the building, quarter to spray. First era people's player definitely in the building tonight. It's three after the hour. Yeah, he faded. It's three after the hour, man. It's 4-4-12, the boy fresh era people's player's birthday. We're taking shots of the Don and saying we send back, we post it up. You already know what it is. We got the boy Griffin coming through in about a minute or two. I'm going to call out to Griffin, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, we're going to chop it up. You know how we do. The two records I played are actually older records. I got some new shit from him as well. He got a single out. It's called Calendars. You know what I'm saying? So I got Calendars on deck, and I'm going to play that tonight as well. So I'm going to get the boy on the phone, Uno Memento, por favor.
Real quick before you pull that off, me and Corey are going to take a shot. But in the meantime, I'm going to tell you about Nas, like I said. It's kind of wild because, like, the irony is, remembering Belly,
right,
when he told T, you know what I'm saying, with T-Bies, you know what I mean? That, you know, that's more to Africa.
Right.
I guess his movie role has come to a reality because allegedly the boy is thinking about moving to Africa, but it's clearly a business move because he's thinking about ducking the IRS. He owes the IRS $6.5 million.
Yeah.
And the only way to get around that is to move out of the country elsewhere type of shit, you know what I mean? And he chose Africa. And say he's moving to Africa, you know, for 4 to 8 years, I guess, as a resident, maybe he'll be able to come back and, you know, dibble and dabble and do some work. But he won't be a resident of the United States, he'll be a resident of Africa.
That's
so he's really, you know, he's pulling the stunt, like pulling the wool over the, like he's trying to beat the IRS I don't know how you get that deep in debt, but the boy's trying to beat the IRS as far as that kind of shit goes, because he's talking about moving to fucking Africa for 4 to 8 years, bro. Because, and I say 4 to 8 because his option is to either move to Africa or give the IRS every penny he makes for the next 4 to 8 years. So whatever he does as far as, you know, selling a record, doing a show, you know, whatever endorsement or whatever, he will owe it to the IRS for the next 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Fuck it, I'm going to move to Africa on their ass.
I'm moving to Africa. I'm putting out an album, and that motherfucker going to be crazy.
And I'm moving to
the Griffin on the line. Man, shout out to the boy Nas the Don.
Peace.
Hey, man, man, it's the boy Griffin in the building.
What up, God?
Hey, man, what is it, homie? Yeah. I agree
What's
with
good?
You. Hey, man, you already know what it is.
Obviously, that shit you got over there.
You get addicted over there.
Shit, man, that's that duff. Hey, you already know. Duff life.
You know, you want to... You're on the line with Face Mob, Signe, Griffin, you know what I'm saying? Out of Chicago, repping this thing real hard. Welcome to the Legal Talk Radio Show again, young man. Again, we'll have you back. Welcome to have you back, brother.
Got to do it. Happy Born Day. You know what I mean?
My man, I appreciate that, Pippa, too,
Happy
brother.
Happy Born Day. Yes, sir. But, see, we out here trying to get it. You know, I was with y'all with the Ingle World promotion. We back again for the Ashland Chronicles, man. I'm trying to keep it moving. Straightforward, you know.
Just like that, man. You meet me on the blue line like my man say. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
That's what up, man. That's all shit. I mean, on two sides, brother. For one, you know, reintroduce yourself to the Legal Dope Fiends, you know what I mean? And then tell us, who know you already, what you've been up to and where you're going with this whole shit, brother, because it's been about a year or some change or whatever. So holler at us.
Shit, I've been doing it for Chicago for a minute, from here to Atlanta to L.A. for the last, like, 10 years, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, the resume is online pretty much. You can Google that shit, but griffin312.com is where you get connected to everything and shit, you know? Back on Legal Dope, man, fucking with y'all again every time. You already know, kid.
My man.
Hey, man, we fucks with you heavy, too, man. Hey, so look, I played the actual intro to your album as the intro to my show today. What I do is I pick a song that I like, and I actually, you know, I put it on there. So I played the intro to the album, and the album is nice.
Appreciate
and
that,
cuz. You know, it's nice, fam. Like, I got the Calendars record. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
play that. But I also pick one myself, Duff at Work. I like that record, man.
Yeah, everybody that got a regular job on some regular shit that, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
smoke a little bit, know what the fuck that song is all about. And it's a lot of people like that, so it's heavily relatable, you know what I'm saying? I went through it, you know what I'm saying? Everybody go through that at some point. So, yeah, that's one of my favorite records, too. I appreciate that.
And I'm going to tell you something, though. It's funny because I'm working on a record called Every Day It's the Same Shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was going to actually shoot you the track, and it's just funny that they kind of on the same wavelength, you know what I'm talking about? But I listen
right,
to
shoot
it,
me that, because I've been, like, honestly, G, like, I done liked your shit for a minute and shit since before the last interview, and I wanted to get on some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just been trying to find the right track. So if you got something, man, shoot that shit at me, ASAPington, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need that, because I fuck
hey,
with
Jones, you,
B.
I got you, man. I'm going to shoot it over to you. It's, you know what I mean? It's one of them kind of records, man. You know, it's produced by my boy Kodo. Actually, nah, it's produced by Flame Spitty. That's Kodo.
Okay.
But it's produced by the boy Twani, man. And it's a nice record.
Hell yeah, whatever it is, we're going to kill that motherfucker. So, you know.
I already know. We actually broke the, played the song with you, Mickey, Tommy Nova, and Suave, The Deadliest.
Oh, yeah, The Deadliest joint. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
and shout out to
Suave.
After I get off this, I gotta go whip this nigga online in the 2K12 joint. He talking hella shit. You know, I get down on that shit. Ugly as shit.
I seen the beef, man. I seen the 2K12 beef.
Yeah,
some
niggas just like the beef. Nah, we PlayStationed out, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We on the 3.
Yeah, I'm
about
to go get one just for that.
Hey, the homie said
the computer
was like a computer. Hey, it's the, really the PlayStation for me, G. It's really the controller, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't really fuck with the Xbox controller. That shit, it fucks with me and shit. But the PlayStation shit is like, that shit comfortable. It's been the same for all three joints. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So,
yeah,
I fuck with that joint.
I'm dumb nice on the Xbox.
Hey, Griff. I heard you sneak that shit in, too. Man. You say some people just like abuse, huh, my nigga?
Swabs, like, some people just like to get beat up on, so I'm like, all right, I got to oblige them after we get off the phone and shit and, you know, go on and give them another one, you know what I'm saying? Some niggas just like that shit. They like that abuse. It's cool. I give it to them.
Shout out to my man, Swab, man. Hey, so check it out, man.
That's my nigga, though.
Hey, we gonna drop some of that Griffin shit, you know what I'm saying, because it's time for that.
I'm about to play that stuff at work.
Hell yeah, let it ride.
We're going to play the Calendars record, you know what I'm saying? But I want to play this myself. I already spent two or three of them already from, you know, some years back or whatever.
It's the Griffin takeover.
I like that. I like that. When you're trying to get them addicted for real, you got to flood them with the dope first, and then they'll be back. So, yeah, that's that legal dope right there, boy.
Griffin, what up, home skillet?
Yo, what up, y'all? Got Duff on deck?
Word up, bro. You want to score a lit?
No, I'm trying to get like a dub, G.
What variety are you looking for?
What you got?
Let's see. I got sour and leaded, Acapulco mold.
What?
Triple OG granola cut.
Triple OG. Nigga,
H1 Enron.
Look, I just want some regular Duff. You know what I'm saying?
Panama Mall.
My man had told me you.
Northern Light. Now it's less calories.
Nah, I'm cool on
Untied
that shit.
Stick.
I just want some regular Duff.
Cranberry Creeper.
What the
Obama's mama.
Wait, yo, let me check that shit out. Let me smell that shit.
Oh, yeah, here.
Fuck it, let me get that.
Here you go, Broseph. Check me when you need to re-up.
My manager almost made me hit him in the face at work. Talk about my cigarette break. Look, Zerk, I need two squares to even deal with all the drama that be going on here. Real shit. The receptionist pissed. We was sort of fucking. She wasn't really shit, now we sort of nothing. Found out about the times I was bouncing at lunch, blowing up with shorty from accounting. For months, bitches talk shit by the fountain. Water cooler rumors, more hills and mountains. I go to the break room, shit is Haterville. When everybody in this motherfucker taking pills. First verse, second shift, battle looms. They used all the toilet paper in the bathroom. Shit is high school, motherfucker grow up. So I sneak out from my car and roll up.
California,
yeah. Push on deck.
That's my order.
Give me a quarter of the back.
The border.
Got the whole world in my chest.
They smoking.
All in the mid-grade game.
California.
Green cocaine with the strange
aroma.
You ain't even have to flame up. Trying to tell ya.
Tell ya.
Smoke something. Smoke something.
Man, I tell the class to pull out their homework and turn to chapter
smoke
6. Time. This little motherfucker gonna tell me, man, I don't do homework and fuck that. Man, it took everything in me to not to choke the life out this little motherfucker.
My homeboy is a high school teacher. During they lunches, he smoked by the bleachers with the football coach, taking a breather. These badass kids alive now, thanks to Reaper. He say, hey, they an instant replay. She say, rewind, Groundhog DJ. If it wasn't for the loud in the pack, I would have went to jail 8 months back.
What
so I stay smoking.
California,
yeah. Put a cush on deck.
That's my order.
Give me a quarter of the back.
The border.
Got the whole world in my chest.
They smoking.
All in the mid-grade game.
California.
Green cocaine with the strange
aroma.
You ain't even have to flame up. Trying to tell ya.
Tell ya.
Smoke something. Smoke something.
Hoes out here playing with they life. You manage Wendy, bitch. You ain't untouchable. The dusty rig right off your motherfucking head. She playing with my money. I got Casey's pen. Act like I won't cut you, bitch.
Shorty work at Wendy's. Made shift leader. Her boss a motherfucking cocksucker shit eater. This bitch made her work on her baby first Easter. And didn't put them extra hours on her check either. Chiba break in the parking lot getting high. Niggas in the restaurant giving out free fries. She like, fuck it, shove it, you can take my job. And turned up her iPod like, I stay smoking. Yeah, that's
California.
Yeah. Push on back.
My order.
Give me a quarter of the back.
The border.
Got the whole world in my chest.
They smoking.
All in the mid-grade game.
California.
Green cocaine with the strange
aroma.
You ain't even have to flame up. Trying to
tell ya.
Tell ya, dog. Smoke something.
Almost everyone smokes it.
This stuff is good. This is going to go crazy for this.
So it's coming up. They are the real thing, man.
Real thing, and I'll take a close-up. Why this, man?
No, motherfucker.
No, motherfucker. Right?
The thing, miss.
Hey, man, you know what it is. You're back in the building with the Legal Dope Boys. It's your boy.
Quarter Great.
Mr. May, rap like this.
Legal Dope.
And my boy, Fresh Air to People's Player.
Damn, birthday, Joe. Know what it is, man.
That was tough at work, man.
Hey, the boy back in the building because the whole shit reminded me of Uncle Snoop. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, not just because of the conversation. Right. Like, not because of the topic. You feel me? Like, it reminded me of my Uncle Snoop. Yeah, it felt like great touch that. On some real shit. You feel me? But, you know, the month, the track, that's a DJ Quick track and shit. You know, so it got that Cali on it. So, you know what I'm saying? It's only right that you got that Snoop appeal. He been Cali for the last 20 years. You know what I'm saying? So... That's how that goes. Don't get no Cali in the pack. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with the homie Quick, man, from the TTP. Hell yeah. That nigga one of the rawest. He probably the most underrated nigga on the West Coast and shit, on the boards and on everything. I'm all for that kind of shit,
so I'm going to say something, you know what I mean? Like, I was out there on the West Coast for a long time, right? And a lot of my people, bruh, no disrespect to the doctor, because, you know, his resume speaks for itself. It's in front of him. You know what I mean? But a lot of people that I know say Quick is the dopest producer on the West Coast and maybe ever.
I believe it. I believe it. If he opened up his vault and really, you know what I'm saying, sat there and went through some Quick tracks, like, that nigga got heat, cuz, like, heat. And he'll play the shit. Now that nigga, yeah, he done did some RZA shit, like the RZA done recrafted his shit where he learned how to play the keys and learned how to actually play instruments and fuck with shit, you know what I'm saying, even on a regular level. Quick be on the same shit where he'll play some keys, he'll fuck with the bass, he'll Scarface too, he be on the same shit. That nigga pick up a bass and shit and play his own bass line and all that shit and shit. You know what I'm saying? Them the type of niggas that stick around, they be 20 year niggas and 30 year niggas because they are music. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I can't even front, man. Like, just on the, you know, not even on the, on the, just on that one level, bro. Like, on some, on some, you know, on some mingling type of shit, bro. I'm envious of you because you fuck with these dudes. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you fuck with Face Mob, nigga. Do you know what that says, bro?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Gee, this nigga's face, like, he gotta be, as far as, like, if you really go through niggas that's on the rap game and shit, like, he's the only nigga that every time he drops something, there's no point. He's like, man, Face fell off. You know what I'm saying? Where everybody, every iconic nigga or whatever had that moment where it's like, did they fall off? Where niggas ask that question, and you never ask that shit to Face. So it's an insane-ass honor to even be affiliated on some Face Mob shit, get that stamp, any of that shit, you know what I'm saying, to be able to holler at that nigga, get advice, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? That shit is in fucking insane. You know what I'm saying? I can't even. That shit's some old.
That's,
you know, just like.
That's like connected to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's, like, Face is the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the, you know, he's up there with the godfathers and the forefathers and the, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a blessing to be able to sit next to, you know, a mind with, you know, like that with so much, you know what I mean?
To have Face overlooking your decisions,
yeah, that's just,
bro.
That's awesome.
Like, that's,
you know,
great, bro.
That's a dream come true right there.
Exactly.
That's
that shit is a super blessing, and I ain't, you know what I'm saying, taking none of that shit for granted or looking at it no other way than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is a super-ass blessing. My motherfucking mouth closed and my ears open. You know what I'm saying?
You have to.
Bro, do you know I sat in a barbershop one day, fam, and this motherfucker had the nerve to tell me, bro, like, it had me sweating. And on some bullshit in the barbershop, bro. A motherfucker told me that Face was overrated, bro.
Man, that's
insane. That's insane.
I mean, on some serious shit, bro. I sat up in,
like,
that motherfucker.
Nigga, the last, like, four albums this nigga done dropped, like, including The Fix, going all the way back to The Fix and all that. Like, Nick, the shit, The Fix, The Untouchable, that Made shit, Emeritus, all them four records, G. Like, you ain't fucking with not a track on them motherfuckers. That nigga on some flawless shit now. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, mastered his craft a good 10 years back, and everything you've been hearing since that point has been some flawless-ass shit. You can put it on from front to back. Nigga tell you stories, paint a picture on some Slick Rick of the South shit, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Fam, and I couldn't believe where fam was going through with the shit, bro, because the shit had me fucked up. Like, I had an attitude, bro.
But you know that barbershop shit, like, you ain't really at a barbershop if it ain't somebody in there that has an insane-ass opinion about some shit. You know, like, it's like a prerequisite to be in a barbershop. Like, regardless, it don't give a whole barbershop you're in, you could say some of the
shit or whatever, somebody's going to totally disagree with that shit. It's like some insane-ass shit, G. That's just barbershop, the nature of the whole shit. You're supposed to be on that. So as long as niggas stay in the conversation, though, it's all fucking good. It's when they not talking about a nigga in a barbershop, then you got a fucking problem. You know what I'm saying?
Point taken, bro. Point taken.
Hey, right, Rip, I was in a barbershop with these niggas today, man. You know, I don't frequent the barbershop much because I've been cutting my own hair since I was 10. But that's neither here nor there. You know what I'm saying?
I was hair like 8 inches long, nigga. I don't be in a barbershop.
Yeah, I already know. I know all about it. I know all about it, man. But like I say, the niggas was wilding out, man. I had a ball.
And so, hey, talk about the joint, man. Let's get into some Griffin shit on some real things, you know what I mean? Let's get into the Griffin shit. Talk about the joint, man.
The calendar's joint.
Calendars. Shout out to Lungs and shit. My man Lungs, Glacier City, B House on them, and my man D Mo's, Stay Humble affiliate and shit. You know what I'm saying? My man from way back. We just and Deodato on the track. Formerly JP Smedrick and shit. Just like, we just got it in. Calendars on some like we annually do this. This shit is not a seasonal thing. Like we, you know what I'm saying? We get it on a daily basis, on a yearly basis, around the motherfucking clock, and that's the gist of the whole little joint. We had a lot of fun shooting a video. The video dropped, like, last week and shit. We had a whole lot of fun shooting that video and shit in Inglewood, you know what I'm saying? We went up north a little bit. Like, we had a ball with that shit. But it's just a dope record on some bars, really on some, you know what I'm saying, like, some hustle anthem, but on some lyric shit, though, with some bars behind it and shit, you know what I'm saying?
All right, well, I'll tell you what then, brother. You know what it is, man. Let's go to your joint, man. Work your number real quick, man. Go to the calendar joint, my man.
Let's do that. This calendar's featuring Lungs and D-Mos, produced by Deodato off the Ashland Chronicles. Get that.
Get a date,
dude. My man,
let's
do it.
Fuck is wrong with you, man?
I'm talking January, February, March, April, May, hey, all the way through December, working on them holiday calendars. I get it in calendar, around the clock calendar. I'm in the wind calendar. I got it locked. January, February, March, April, May, hey, all the way through December, working on them holiday calendars. I get it in calendar, around the clock calendar. I'm in the wind calendar. I got it locked.
Sunday to Sunday, I'll be going at it. From the gig to the block, jack rabbit for the cabbage. Gotta have it, grab it, hit it, stack it, bank it, bag it, keep it in the mattress. Pictures what I practice, supreme mathematics. Make it, break it, divide it, add it. Franklin's, Benjamin's, Washington's, Jackson's, somersault in my vault, green gymnastics. Get in the casket, raise them like Lazarus. Money is the ministry and I am the pastor. If dough is what you're after, open up your chapters. To the book of getting cash all day, never slack up. Back to the wall, feet to the dirt, third to the third, first to the first. From the corner to the strip, trap to the tip. Get it how you got it on the calendar, shit, shit.
I'm talking January, February, March, April, May, hey, all the way through December, working on them holiday calendar. I get it in calendar, around the clock calendar. I'm in the wind calendar. I got it locked. January, February, March, April, May, hey, all the way through December, working on them holiday calendar. I get it in calendar, around the clock calendar. I'm in the wind calendar. I got it locked.
We annual animals, Valverde, Vandals. Fuck around and get the whole subscription canceled. This is a daily operation. Killer cadence, severe sense of urgency, calculated patience. The season changes and I'm no longer painting with pens or brushes. I'm off the canvas, matrix shit. Off campus, praying mantis, minus the praying. It's fucking grip day, everybody celebrating. I'll even toast it with you, nigga, how you like that? You throw your middle finger and I throw it right back. Yo, this that ice pack flow, Joe. My joint swollen. Serving suckers egg day. Make an appointment. I'm high as unemployment number. Sizzle all summer. Meet your mother runner. Get it all from her. I'm a beast off the leash. Peace ain't an option, brother. I mean, we could get it popping, but you probably won't recover. Summer, winter, spring, fall. Hit them like a dream, dog. Nightmare on the mic. Yeah, yeah. Calendar. 365 grind. Rain, sleet, hail, shine. Snow, go, pillar, cold, pillar, go. Calendar. Summer, winter, spring, fall. Hit them like a dream, dog. Nightmare on the mic, yeah, yeah. Calendar. 365 grind, rain,
sleep, hail shine, snow, go, illa, cold, illa, go, calendars.
No days off on my 20 plus calendars. I kept on moving like a camera went well. Do it all I seen, niggas true emotion rebel. The cannon can tell, these niggas they be wearing a shell. It's like they be thirsty as well. I'm trying to set my paper higher than two should kill. If you should feel the way I do, I'm just trying to bend the black and remove my roof. All eyes on who? Niggas kill themselves to see you lose. Moving at a fast pace, man, I can't even think. Near brushes with the law, had my proudest get a sink. Was rich on the first, then broke on the 30th. Felt like a holiday whenever them dollars came. The way that I out of game, like Rose in the fourth. Was taught to play through the pain, jumping full of May Jane. Man, I can't complain, you do the same thing.
Talking January, February, March, April, May, hey. All the way through December, working on them holiday
calendars.
I get it in calendar, around the clock
calendar.
I'm in the wind calendar, I got it locked. January, February, March, April, May, hey. All the way through December, working on them holiday
calendars.
I get it in calendar, around the clock
calendar.
I'm in the wind
calendar,
I got it locked. Summer, winter, spring, fall, hit them like a dream, dog.
January, February, March, April, May, hey.
Calendar. 365 grind, rain, sleet, hail, shine.
Calendar.
365 grind, rain, sleet, hail, shine.
January, February, March, April, May, hey.
January, February, March, April, May, hey.
Calendar.
365 grind, rain, sleet, hail, shine.
All the way through December, working on them holidays.
Calendar.
Shout out to Glacier City, nigga. Lung, be hustle, I see you, foolie. Stay humble, though. What up, Mo? Yeah, nigga. Cali push.
Yo.
Hey, man, shout out to the boy Griffin, man. That was Calendar off the new album, man. Ashland Chronicles. The artwork is hot, too, man. I'm getting back on the line.
I'm checking the video out right now. I mean, on the YouTube, you know what I'm saying? I said, fans had a bunch of fun. Hey. It's looking like it, so they got a real herbal essence feel, if you feel what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we was there, like I say, we in Inglewood on this shit. And don't forget, man, Saturday, nigga, Scarface is here in Chicago, April 7th, at the Harold Washington Cultural Center and shit on King's Drive, you know what I'm saying? Niggas could get tickets for that concert, stop by the box office, all that. I'm up there rocking with them, but it's a face mob invasion this weekend, man. So if you didn't know, now you know. You know?
Hey, also my other shit, though, Griffin, nigga might come fuck with you, though, bro. You know what I mean?
Y'all need to. That's where the fuck niggas need to be at, man. Fuck whatever else is going on. You know what I'm saying? On Saturday, that nigga Face, some legendary shit, is in Chicago, nigga, doing a show. That nigga ain't been here in about 10 years. So, like, motherfuckers need to come out of shit and see how niggas do. You know what I'm saying? Support. Like, it ain't just a handful of niggas that's on from the crib no more. It's a bunch of motherfuckers and shit. I'm one of them, and you know what I'm saying? Niggas need to come out, clap for them, and peep the shit. But we out here Saturday, nigga, 47th and King Drive, April 7th, you know.
Hey, so, Church, dig this here, man. Before I let you go, you know what I mean? I gotta give you the form and let you tell the legal dope fiends, the legal dope listeners, you know what I mean, where to find Griffin, what Griffin got going on. You know, tell them about this video I'm watching right now on YouTube, you know what I mean? Tell everybody about yourself. Tell them where to find you, Twitter, Facebook, however you rotate. Let them know right now.
Right, we dropped the Calendars video. That's on YouTube. You could just search Griffin Calendars and shit. That shit will come up like the first joint or whatever. But we dropped that last week. We're dropping a new video Saturday and shit for the Get Used to Me joint off the mixtape. There's a couple more coming after that and shit. Basically, you can find everything online for me at griffin312.com. That's Griffin with an E. The Twitter is at Griffin with an E. The Facebook is facebook.com/GriffinFaceMob. You know what I'm saying? But pretty much Google that shit, and a gang of shit will pop up. But griffin312.com is the way to get at me. I got like 4 albums on iTunes right now, like 15 mixtapes circulating online, Dat Piff, all that shit. Like, it's hella shit out there floating, so fuck with me. You guaranteed to find at least 100 songs you like, because I got about 500 floating in the air already, you know what I'm saying? And then the shit I ain't released yet is on a whole insane degree. I'm just picking my spots and picking the moments and shit, you know what I'm saying? Aston Chronicles just the appetizer for this little face mob takeover we got popping.
Hey, the shit wild too, fam, because, you know, I rep 2 states, you know what I mean? I was born and bred where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? Ill state all the way. And then I moved to Cali, you know what I'm saying? You know, some real shit, bro, you got both of them fields
your whole year dig. You feel
like,
what I'm saying?
I lived in Cali.
You
know what I'm saying? Where was you in Cali? Because I lived there for like 6 years. I was in California, you know what I'm saying? Like out there. Like that was the whole. I fucked with my man Black Silver, 2000 Crows, Ice-T and shit, like Taz, all them niggas. Like I fucked with the Licks. I fucked with them niggas out there for a minute and shit, like the whole Soulja Boy Ice-T beef. Like I was in the middle of that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I was really in Cali for a minute. Like, shout out to all them niggas. Like, that's the second home to me, man. I love the West Coast and especially LA and shit. Like,
hey,
I fuck with them niggas real heavy, B.
Hey, the shit makes so much sense now. You know, I live in the 20s and 30s, you know what I'm saying? I live on 24th and Semarang, right out for Arlington. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got my hair cut in Inglewood, you know what I'm saying? I fucked around real heavy and shit, man. So the shit
right.
makes sense.
I was on Hyde Park Boulevard. The studio was in Inglewood and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, we used to, like, all the man. I used to be in Cali, Joe, like out there, you know what I'm saying?
You talking about right there by La Cienega and shit?
Yeah, right off La Cienega, as a matter of fact. Right off Hyde Park Boulevard. You know, it's a small-ass street. It ain't that long and shit. The studio is right over there. Oh, it was an old firehouse. It converted into a studio, you know what I'm saying? You got it in out there for some years, nigga. I was out there in it, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to anybody on the West Coast that tuned it in, nigga. I fuck with them heavy. Them my niggas out there for real. I can't wait to woo back out there.
Hey, that's definitely a bet, man. So since you ain't new to this, you're true to this, you know what I'm saying? This Legal Dark Radio type of shit, you feel me? You know, whenever we have a guest come through, we drop one of them quarter key jewels on the nigga, you know what I'm saying? We keep him on the line and pull him back on, let a motherfucker know how you felt about that joint. Was it hot? Was it whack? Whatever, you feel me?
I know how I go. Let's get it on. I fuck with him anyway,
you know,
but let's do it. Because I'll be critical and shit.
Hey.
Let's get it.
My man, hey, this is why it's so serious right here. Joe got a little intro to it, you know what I mean? Rest in peace, Heath Ledger. You know what I mean? From the little Batman joint, got a little skit on the front of that joint. You know what I mean? This is why it's so serious. Quarter to great. Get his dick.
You want to know what the beast scars? My father was a drinker and a fiend. And one night, he goes off crazier than usual. Mommy gets the kitchen knife to defend herself. He doesn't like that. Not one bit. So, me watching, he takes the knife to her, laughing while he does it. He turns to me, and he says, "Why so serious?" He comes at me with the knife. "Why so serious?" Blade in my mouth. Let's put a smile on that face. And why so serious?
Hey. Oh shit, this is crazy. I mean, you know, motherfuckers get what they ask for, you know what I'm saying? Like, boss shit, you know what I'm saying? So I move like a boss dude.
Man, I'm laughing at you, niggas.
That's why I'm laughing at you, niggas.
Right.
Quarter to great, niggas. Metaphorical, metaphysical, lyrical. Genius, I mean, I'm just killing them with a different flow. Furious, I'm serious, really, I wouldn't get too close. Cause literally, my lyrics equivalent to a severed throat. Ichapon Crane Game, watch the chain drop. Fat nigga on the same shit that got Pac Pop. Get the top drop, nah, really, get your ride pimp. But when I up that iron, I ain't on my Tiger Woods shit. Nah, but just know that a nigga teed off. Whistle bag a nigga thinker, then I speed off. I'm talking Porsche 911 fast with a phantom flowing, bitch. I know I'm electric, I don't get gas. Your admiration just doesn't affect me. That shit is fake, it in that Facebook page of Wesley. Yeah, and it must be true. Why? Cause some of you niggas is bitches too. Ooh, I'm really laughing at you niggas, man. I'm really laughing at you niggas, man. Man. I mean, I'm laughing at you niggas like, I'm laughing at you niggas, man. Yeah. Mr. Legal Dope Man. Click stand red like a cocaine. Rick Rock beat, the band. Quarter cane, fast lane. Like every single city that I've been in. They love him, I love him. Back no quarter, but I call it. For any motherfucker that's ballin', I'm BMG.
Okay, so now since everybody seen Andre, they wanna talk class, so what I made? Fuck y'all niggas, you can suck a dick bigger than my left leg. And watch your bitch, I heard she get a best hit. Unless you got something to put up on all this time that I have invested. You and the rest can perish like the best did. I'm sick of you niggas asking what the fuck it is West does. And is it true you niggas really flip blood? And is it true you niggas really let blood? I'm really laughing at you niggas, man. I swear I'm laughing at you niggas, man. Yeah. I'm really laughing at you niggas, man. I'm hella laughing at you niggas, man.
Man. Man, you got bars, Joe. Motherfucking bars. I fuck with that shit. You already know. Heavily. Yo. I fuck with that shit. Heavy, though. I need that. We got to get it on, nigga, and get one in, G.
Hey, look, it's funny because Fresh wanted to play that. I was going to play something totally different.
Hey, I tell you what, since we do legal dough first around the grip, before I let you go, bro, we're going to play the other one, too, just to give you two different styles, two different flavors. I'm going to ask you to sit through the shit, my nigga, and listen to another corner of the great track, man.
Let's go. I'm on the delay because I keep putting the phone down and turning the speakers up. You know what I'm saying? So let's get it. Hit that shit.
Say no more, man. We're going to play one. Just want to play Brain Freeze.
What you
want to
do?
It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? I, this is my man. I fuck with bro, only because he keeps him 100, you know what I'm saying? And now that I know, like, I knew the reason a while back, bro, but it's funny because the link was there as far as the whole Chicago shit and the Cali shit. You know,
right.
I claimed both of those as home.
Exactly.
I spent half of my lives in both of them places, you know what I mean? So I fuck with my nigga, you know what I mean? So, all
right, well, fuck it. We going to do two then, man. We going to do Brain Freeze. Get addicted.
Shout out to Griffin, man. Face mob.
I'm a maniacal madman. My status is malice next to a trash can. Girl super thick, so I told her to hop her ass in. Two nuts and it's over, I had to smash fam. Now literally I'm gone, so I picked it up from the Heinz end. My homies tell me I'm better than any rapper ever. Like Jimmy John's, I deliver you beats without the cheddar. They call me Sean like Don because the seventh letter. Leave a nigga holy like or a block of mozzarella. Excuse me, Swiss cheese, you niggas is Swiss beef. Mary and Elise is the only way you can touch key. I'm like a brain freeze, you niggas is warm breeze. B-Rad status with pins is out in the palm trees. Me, 87 Chevy with gold D's, 19 white walls rolling a Martin Luther King. I'm a producer stream, you niggas produce a dream. R. Kelly known for pissing on I-16. With this 32, I'm hot as a bunny suit. The beat change as well as the rapper standing in front of you. Some people say my crew is like Easy with Ren and Q, but modern day in WA with a different attitude. Into the actors before me, I do so gratitude. Cause I ain't have to show you a blood and a Jason Master dude. Who's the best, homie, ask a few. If you want the proof, 122 pounds, get it right in front of you. Want me to show and prove, will roll me a blunt or two. And I can take your mind on a trip like we both in Papa's room. When I bless the booth, I'm high as a passing suit. And known to get it all on the track like an Asian prostitute. Kicking aim like I'm about to shoot. Then release the clip when you flinch and pistol whip and pussy up out of you. All too Rogati, you just see the fucking body you.
Hey, listen. That mind said, click your name like I'm about to shoot. And then release the clip when you flinch and pistol whip the pussy up out of you. Oh, my God.
That all fucking kills that shit. Who did that track?
Hey, man, it was just some miscellaneous shit I got for a mixtape, man. Somebody
that's
actually
crazy.
Killed it. I put it on my mixtape, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, the bars is there, but the cadence is what it is. Like, the cadence to the lyrics is the shit. The flow is the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
and then the words.
He was throwing pocket, wasn't he, Jay?
Hell yeah, all in that motherfucker, like, riding that bitch. That shit was on point, Joey. Like I say, nigga, we got to get it in, nigga. Send me something, Jack. You got the email? The fuck? Ben sent me something, G. Shit.
Hey, I got you, man. You got my word on that, man. I'm going to send you something, man. Like
that's
I say, I'm working my number on my side, man. So I'm putting together a little project, man. I think it's going to be a real nice, piece of work. Like, I'm one of them niggas. Like, I'm a professional.
I'm fucking with you, nigga. Count on a 16 or a 24 for me, nigga. Shit, period. Just send me to work.
That's what it is, man. I'm going to make sure that happens. You got my word.
Hey, before we let you slide, let the world know how to get in touch with Griffin one more time, man, before we let you slide, my dude.
Shit, all it is Griffin312.com. That's Griffin with an E. You feel me? And don't forget, man, Saturday, everybody come out, Joe. Here at Washington Cultural Center, 47 and King Drive. Me, Scarface, the nigga Bo Deal, you know what I'm saying? Was it, and Coach Steele and shit, we getting it on, man. We getting it on that night, Z. Bring them out. Loud packs, bring them out, nigga. Bottle service, bring it out, boy.
Oh, damn.
Man, big shout out to my motherfucker Griffin, man. This is my man right here. I fuck with this guy the long way, real talk.
Say small.
You know what it is, man. Hey, man, hey.
Hey, shout out to the boy Griffin, man.
Make sure we get in tune with the big homie, man. Hey, we got to go fuck with this, you know, the hole you dig, man. Even if you slide through for
even
a New York
just,
minute.
Right, even if
you know what I mean? Show our face, shake
exactly.
Some hands, kiss a few babies, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Slide about that joint,
hey, man. Hey, because fat keep it 100, though. Like, you know, even outside of the radio show shit, like, when I communicate with fan, he communicates back. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of dudes that get on Legal Dope Radio and say one thing, but then when it comes down to that, it'd be a whole nother situation. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to the boy Griffin, man, for coming through, showing that love. And like I say, it's a regular shit. You know, I can send that nigga a message and say, my fucking starships and rockets, and the nigga gonna say,
in a world that don't give a damn.
You know what I'm saying? So we gonna get to some callers, man. We have some callers just popped in. Let's see, 226. You're on the line with the Legal Dope Boys.
And fresh air, not
what happened? What's your name? Where you calling
money,
from?
Man. T-Money, I'm calling from the door. What's good?
Did he say T-Money?
I tell you, man, that shit was hot. Man, whatever you just played, man, that shit was on the pickle ring, fam. On some real talk shit. I love that shit. I need a copy of that.
That brain freeze?
Man, I froze my brain with that one, fam. On some real shit. I was like, damn, cuz came hard as hell. Like, somebody else was inside your body. Real talk. Like, you was mad. But I'm loving that shit, though. Real shit.
What you up to, relative?
Man, I'm sitting back. I tuned in. I've been tuning in. I just, when I heard that track, I said, I got to say something, because, man. I mean, shout out to y'all special guests. I'll be fucking with him, too, you know what I'm saying? I heard a couple little trucks with Buddy and shit I like, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, I'm sitting there fucking with this game, listening to y'all niggas blow, shit.
Say no more, shit. I'm finna go to Frank's myself and finish getting hammered, money.
Good luck. You have a good evening. I mean, no disrespect to Frank, but, you know.
Hey, money, you know, that's cheers around this bitch, you know what I mean? You know, everybody knows my name. Up in there for the cheers. I'll get hammered, man.
I feel you on that. That's real talking. That's that ghetto cheers when they really boil down to it. But, I mean, you know, I'm cool.
I ain't trying to do nothing too big, money. You know, it's my birthday, so I'm finna go party a little bit. That's all.
Well, I mean, happy birthday to you, my brother. And by all means, do that. But, I mean, you know, it is what it
Frank's got
hey, Money, I got a record for you, though. I got a record by the boy E-Dub out of Chicago. You gonna love it.
Oh, yeah? I know it. I heard it. I seen the video. I do love it.
Yeah.
I know
it.
Hey, dude, hey, I liked that shit. You know I did, didn't you?
Right.
Hey, we gonna do it then, man. 627.
Yo. It's that Chicago shit. Tracks to eight. He dubbed a gangster. Also on the tracks. Y'all niggas should be standing up right now. Yo.
It's the return of that street shit. Tired of hearing that weak shit. Back and forth with that water down. Not a head enough, I'm getting seasick. Thugged out on that pox shit. Couple grand in my pocket. Leaning back in that cockpit with some sexy women, she chocolate. You getting money with me, then follow. By any means, it's my motto. About business, kids, you gotta get it quick, cause you ain't promised tomorrow. They say more money, more problems. I'm ready though, cause I'm starving. I done barely even done scratched the surface already. Them haters watching.
I'm out here hustling on the block every day, getting money. That's on. If you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga. That's on. I'm working hard in this shit, trying to put my city on, bitch. I'm. And if you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga. That's on.
It's that real shit, I don't play the game. If I'm talking about you, I say your name. New flow, I switch it up, I'm brand name. You stay the same, fresh to death, I'm casket clean. Chain shining like Vaseline. Every moment I'm on the block, my shit pumping like gasoline. Riding clean and riding dirty. Interstate, we flying birdies. If you ask if I'm getting money, that's hands down like 530. Shut it down when I'm on the scene. Balling out like Mr. Clean. Haters steaming, they intervene. My crew on deck, this shit Marines. I ain't worried about none of y'all, my temper short, my money tall. In the field, I'm Michael Vick. I call the plays, I run the ball. On the streets, I go to work. On the beats, I go berserk. Every day, my life on the line. If you scared to risk it, then go
I'm
to church.
I'm out here hustling on the block every day, getting money. That's on. Yeah. If you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga. That's on. Yeah. I'm working hard in this shit, trying to put my city on, bitch. I'm. And if you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga, that's on.
Believe in them teachers, my niggas even we eating. No make believe, we major leagues. My eight squeeze if we beefing. That's all black like no cream. Spit crack like dope fiend. If you talk about ballin', bitch, I'm in the lane like Joe King. Good bread and I got toast. Shake cheese, no lactose. My gat close, I stack dough. My jewelry clean, my hat low. Riding around in that Chevy thing. My top down, trunk full of noise. Hollywood on Sunset. My life's a place, say Illinois. Hat cocked to the right side. I'm turned up like. If you need that network, connect with me like Wi-Fi. Run the city like Jeff Ford, like Willie Lord, like Angelo. In the street, I got plenty goons. My name's ringing, I am the code.
I'm out here hustling on the block every day, getting money, that's on. Yeah. If you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga, that's on. Yeah. I'm working hard in this shit, trying to put my city on, bitch, I'm. And if you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga, that's on.
Yo, you know what it is, yo, you back to legal dope, boy. Quarter to great.
It's the May rap like this.
Legal dope.
And fresh air to people's player.
You know me, Joe.
I already know what it is.
Man, it's my birthday. We chilling, doing us. You know what I'm talking about, nigga.
Hey man, that was that Dub. He Dub the gangster. That's that Larry. That's on Larry Hoover. You know what I'm saying? That's one of them records. You know I gotta spin that.
Okay, so I'm gonna say this on the air because the homie said it off the air. The new album going to be hard as fuck.
Man, it's going to be crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's going to be, you know, and I'm jumping the gun, but, you know, these cats already said they want it in. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's going to have, you know, the homie on there, Griffin.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
T-Dub, the gangster wants in.
Right, it's going to get crazy. And it's dope because they throwing features at me. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
like,
what make the shit love.
That's what make the shit love.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
And, you know, I'm definitely going to oblige.
Let's see, man. 498 is on the line. 498, you on the line with the Legal Dope Boys. What's your name? 498 is on the line. Who this?
It's Suave. It's Parker. My bad. I'm on this 2K. I'm damn near ain't even focused. What's happening with y'all?
Hey man, who you getting? Who you getting? Who you playing, Griffin?
Nah, he ain't logged on yet. And then I tried to call in when he was talking that good shit. You know what I'm saying? But I couldn't get through for some reason. But nah, we ain't got it in yet.
The line's in right now, Swab. What up?
You said again?
I said the line's in shaking right now, you know what I mean? So if you couldn't get through, man, I definitely apologize on behalf of the Dope Show, you know?
No, that ain't the problem. I mean, me and y'all doing something right. You know what I'm saying? That's the plan. You're supposed to have the motherfucking lines clogged up. That's how it
plays. Hey, them good problems. Hey, for those that don't know, that's my main man, Swab the Lyricist, on the show right now, tuning in, Joe. What it do, my man, though?
Man, shit, like I said, I'm just laying back, bro, getting this 2K in, trying to relieve some of this stress. Happy that I'm done with this project.
Hey, the big homie was talking that good shit, though, my nigga.
I heard him, you know what I'm saying? I be trying to tune in when I can. I tuned in, heard him. Heard him talk crazy with it, so I said, you know what, let me call in and redeem my, you know what I'm saying, my motherfucking statue out here, but then I can't even get through, man, like I was a mark out here.
You know, that's what they do with you, man. You say you're ready to give it your glamour, big homie.
Hey, what'd he say? He say he must like what?
He say, hey, no, and I quote, that might say, some niggas like abuse, you feel me?
Straight up to death, man. You know how I had to get in. I said,
oh,
Lord, no, my nigga ain't talking about me.
Shit.
God damn, that's how I ain't do
you, Swab,
man.
You had to get on there
whooping. Hell yeah, but I had called in my nigga because I had heard the record. I had sent a text to your line. I don't know what the name of that shit was, bro. The very first one you played of the two. That shit so serious, nigga. I ain't never heard you spit like that, nigga. You know, I'm a fan of lyrics. When I heard that shit, I said, God damn, this nigga's going all the way in.
You gotta be brain freeze and shit. Like I say, Griff say you like that bitch too, my man.
And that shit all the way live, bro. What project is that on?
That's actually on the District 187 album. On the mixtape.
Bro, I don't think I ever got around it. You know, when I be listening to shit, bro, and before I can get to the end of a mixtape, if I got like a favorite five, like the first five might be dope, I end up rewinding the whole thing, and I never really get to hear the rest of the project because I've been so stuck on the shit that I done heard so far. So I'm about to tune in on that one. What number that shit is on there? You know, I got the
number one,
like
off.
Seven or something.
Yeah,
it's like six or seven.
That'll explain why I ain't heard it yet, then. I'm definitely going to turn into that shit and fuck with it, my nigga. So, yeah. That's all I have.
I'll tell you what, bro. I see you engulfed in your game, you know what I mean? Work your number. I appreciate you tuning in, bro. Go to the Swab the Lyricist joint, man.
Hold up, man. Y'all stay tuned. Make sure y'all come out Saturday, man. The nigga face mob. This is going to be... He's gonna shut these bitches down, you know what I'm saying? So y'all can come out, definitely come out.
Come to the Swab joint, my dude, featuring Quarter the Great, man. Let's do that real quick.
All right, so this is what we gonna do, Swab.
What
I'm about to play the record.
Oh boy, that shit right there so serious.
I'm about to play it right now, man. That's what it is, man. Get a ticket.
Drum roll, just guitar squeeze.
wheel. Got a blue feel, like I'm in Memphis on Bill, holding Lucille. This shit take me back to Auntie rolling doobies up. Where I'll remind us just what love and happiness does. Make you wanna do right, don't it though? And to this day, I'm still in love with how them trumpets blow. My auntie hit the weed while she hum the song slow. Notice I'm behind her and she with my little ass though. Secondhand Al made me who I am now. Boom, bap, fiend, rap, king of a small town.
Yeah. I mean, I love her too. Yeah. I can't choose. I
let me
out,
let
her. I gave my heart to the hi-hat and the snare drum. I'm a player, huh?
Yeah.
I know you pray I stay faithful, but them damn 808s make it hard for me to stay true.
I'm honest.
And it's a hard pill to swallow, but if I stop cheating, then my heart is filled with sorrow. Hey, that shit sounds selfish, but I mean well. How can I stop it? It's deposited in my jeans from
myself.
And Pro Tools had a visit with me, told me how that bitch Fruity Loop wanna kick it with me. And who am I to turn the track round? I seen what she did with 50 on that back down. Man, I came from the bottom up. With percussions, I'd be damned if I'm monogamous. My baby girl would win, I'm the father of. And I'll raise that brass, you put a palm on her.
Yeah. Back in the building with the boy quarter, the great man, Fresh Air, the People's Player, is definitely in the building. I have to do a moment of silence because both of us killed that track. You already know what it is. I do that sometime. It's your boy quarter, the great, in the building with Fresh Air, the People's Player. It's 56 after the hour, man. We got 4.5. We got 3 minutes, 45 seconds to go before we shut the party down and start the real party. Fresh Air, the People's Player. Like you say, if you want to party with the boy, you'll be at Frank's, you know what I'm saying? Can't get his shout out to the boy Money. He will definitely not be there. Money will be at the crib. Hey, I think Money might have that PS too. I think Money might be there, but I think Money and Madden playing.
I swear to God, a motherfucker just texted me right now saying, fuck what Money talking about, nigga. Frank's be joking.
Hey, man.
Shout out to the relative to Money, man.
Hey, man, a 627 number keep popping in and popping out. You know what I'm saying? If you pop in, I'll get you on. But like I say, we also, before we go, we got the Beast Mode book. If you want that book, man, holler at me and we'll get that book for you. I think Money double hit. I think he want to come back in. Let's get Money back in before we say goodbye. Money, man, you on the line.
Hey, I ain't mad at him. Hey, do you? I mean, I had my time in front. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I ain't saying don't go there, but, you know. It's all good. I'm going to burn one for you, though. I believe that.
Big shout out to Money, man. The relative be getting it in, man. You know how he rotate, man.
Yeah,
hey,
man. Hey, hold up, Money. Hold up. Go ahead.
Hey, Money.
Y'all be easy, man.
My man. Big shout out to Money, man.
Point Team Money, man. There's a couple numbers keep popping in and popping out. The lines are super saucy right now, so if you can't get in, I'm sorry. But like I say, it's 4-4-12, the boy Fresh Air, People's Player's birthday, you know what I'm saying? he's sipping on that, you know. We got 90 seconds to go, man.
Slap.
He's faded right now.
Sweating and shit, nigga, the whole thing is foul.
Corner got a little corner shot left, man. I'll make him take it right now for the shot over with.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to take the shot. We're going to shut the show down. All right, man. So, look, like we always say, like we always say around this time, man.
Hey, he trying to shut that bitch down, too. Hey, he's the first, quick as fuck. Hey, fuck that. I'm the party, man.
No after parties tonight, man. I got prior engagements. I got to tend to. We got 62 seconds left, so I'd like to give a shout out to everybody. Give a shout out to the boy Griffin for coming by. Give a shout out to the boy Fresh Air People's Queer because it's his birthday. Give a shout out to the boy Michael Keon who called in. Give a shout out to the boy Jacqueline Harris. Big shout out to the cuz T Money.
The girl, Jacqueline Harris.
Did I say the boy?
Yeah. Who did he say the baby?
Right. Hey, man, so you already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Quarter the Great, Mr. May, rap like this.
Legal, though.
And Fresh Air the People's Player. And y'all already know what it is, man. Till next time, man. Peace, love, and legal drugs.
Man, I fucked around and got my man fucked up. So that's legal radio, man. Trust.